Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. And, of course, I'm here with Brian. Hi, Brian. We're getting ready for New Year's. You got any big New Year's Eve plans?
Yep. Sleeping.
Yeah. Great. Sleeping? You're not even going to stay up and watch the ball drop?
Nope.
Why?
It's the same thing every year. It drops. Happy New Year, and then what am I going to do at 12:01? Go to bed.
Alrighty. Well,
it's just a day off of work.
I miss my friend Larry's parties. He used to have the best New Year's Eve parties, and he did them like it was getting to be an annual event. You know, like every year in a row for like 6 or 7 years, everybody was just going to Larry's house for the New Year's Eve thing, and he'd always get a group shot of everybody when the ball dropped, and then as the years progressed, each year he was putting out all the preceding year pictures, and it was neat to see how we were all, you know, changing and stuff. But last year. Yeah, the past 2 years he hasn't done the party, so I guess now if he does it this year, I won't be able to go because I won't be here, so. Anyway. So how are you?
About as good as last time.
Yeah? Any paranormal news?
Not yet.
Nothing?
Tell you, I'm like the paranormal dampener. You don't want ghosts in your house? Bring me over.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, I've been having, I don't really have much that goes on where I live, but there's stuff in the town and everything I hear tell of.
Not me. Nothing.
Even with the holidays? No, like, dead relatives that have crossed over coming back saying hello?
Not to me.
Really?
You think I'd be the one they'd want to come to?
Yeah, you know, for documentation, but what about your dreams?
I did have a weird dream a couple nights ago.
Yeah?
It actually had to do with the Eastern State. And I'm the type of person where I don't really remember my dreams. Uh-huh. But this one I remember for you know, a good couple days. I remember there was some type of an area, I guess, that hadn't been discovered. That they kind of had locked off. And apparently there were still, like, dead bodies or something down in there.
Hmm. Do you think that was maybe like a higher consciousness part of you trying to filter the information through so when you're in your waking state you could say, wow, we should go look for that?
Nah. Probably something I ate.
Something you go, okay. Well, I thought that sounded good, but... Yeah, well, that's interesting.
That's it.
That's it, huh? Well... This is going to be a quickie show, I will tell everybody right now, because it's really in between Christmas and New Year's, and people don't...
I wanted just to do a rerun show, but no.
Oh, man, no. No, because we're counting towards our 100th episode.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Deja, you don't want to come up here and do a recording. Let's just do a rerun.
Oh, no, we've done shows. We've had to reschedule the taping
and
of
do a rerun.
When?
I'll have to go back and research. We've done it.
I think we let one run overtime back around Halloween.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, that was it.
Aha!
Okay. But this is going to be a quickie show, so you will not suffer, Brian, I promise.
Yeah, we'll hear you laughing.
What? And,
why don't you do the meeting announcements?
Well, I just want to... clarify for people, we're going to do some kind of, like, some... It'll be a bit of a rerun. We found a couple things that we'll replay because people may not have heard them the first go-round, and obviously not many people will be listening to this show anyway because they'll be getting ready for
New
Year's.
Not many people listen to the show
anyway. Any other time of the year when there's, like, Zippo going on in life, people don't listen. So we pretty much can bank on the fact that right, you know, 2 or 3 days before New Year's Eve, nobody's going to be listening. So, anyway, that said, let's do the meeting announcements as per Brian Sands' suggestion.
Okay.
Now, all meetings are free and open to the public to attend. They all start at 7. They end at 8:30 p.m. First one up at bat is January 2nd. That's the Central Jersey Division headed up by Gregory and Sherry Irish, and that's in the Hazlitt Library, conveniently located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. The Northwest Division meeting is on January 15th. That's headed up by Dina Chirico, team leader. That's in the Community Center, located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. The Northeast Division is on January 31st. That's headed headed up by team leader Laura Lindemann, and that is located at the 162 West Main Street in Bogota, which is known as the Recreation Building. Okay, well, we can take a quick break. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey 07054. Happy haunting.
So, what do you do when you catch a ghost?
Burn that bridge when I come to it, I suppose.
Meet Irving Rehnquist.
So, do you still go for any young thing in a little skirt that'll take you?
You're not the sharpest tool in the shed, are you?
An out-of-work, out-of-shape paranormal investigator.
You've been giving me nothing, Irving. Your focus is shifting off this project.
That girl Dottie, she has a ghost.
We have something!
Can I come tonight?
Do you want to come on an investigation?
Oh, yeah.
This is no time to lose your head.
All right, remember the strategy.
Try not to talk at all if I can help it.
So we split up.
Is that okay?
No, that is not okay. That means I'm gonna eat something that's gonna turn into a giant worm.
Mommy.
Or maybe I'm gonna look into a mirror and I'm gonna see something there on my face and it's gonna make me pick at it until I'm pulling my skin off.
You don't believe that crap, do you?
Hey, you're a ghost hunter, okay? You chase after ghosts and UFOs.
Irving Rehnquist Ghost Hunter. Series premieres October 31st, only at irvingrehnquist.com.
Okay, it's time for Parashares. Now, this is where we're going to remind you to send in your Parashare. A Parashare is your paranormal experience or story that you would like to send to thedeadline@njghs.net, and we'll read it on the show in the Parashare segment of the show. If you're not a member, we're going to send you membership, which is a $20 value, and so you get, it's like 20 bucks for sending your email in with your story. So that's not a bad deal. So come on, send in your Parashares. You can send them to thedeadline@njghs.net. Now, since we don't have any Parashares this week, and it is a shorty show because we're in between the holidays and so forth, we wanted a show to keep going because this is pretty much our 96th episode, Brian?
Yep.
Thereabouts, 90, show 96. So, you know, we wanted to clock it in. I didn't want to just do a rerun like Brian was saying initially. So we were thinking back, you know, like, well, what could we do to fill up space? We're so sick of the news of the weird. We don't have any Parashares. And I said, well, you know what? It's the end of the year. Nobody's going to be listening. So why don't we just do some of, you know, like Howard Stern does. He has a best of when he goes, like, off on hiatus or vacation, what have you. So for those of you who missed when Ballsy Bear was a guest on the show, now I don't know if you're familiar with Ballsy Bear, but if you go to ballsybear.com, it's an adorable little stuffed animal. I have one. And every time you squeeze his belly, he says a very obscene or obnoxious statement, right?
Exactly.
And he's adorable. Absolutely. And I think they've since come out with Biker Bear and Bitchy Bear, but I have the original.
But they're still out of stock on most of those.
Really?
Oh, they've been out of stock since he was here.
Oh, no. But I have the original.
No, they have Ballsy Bear.
Yeah,
but
that,
like,
Biker
Bitchy
or Bitchy?
Bear. Yep.
Mm. Yeah, because Biker Bear comes with a little leather jacket, and Bitchy Bear is hysterical. She's like, one of her sayings is, are you in yet? So anyway, you can check them out at ballsybear.com, but we would like to replay that wonderful interview the day that Ballsy Bear stopped by the studio. Hi, Ballsy Bear, and welcome to The Deadline. It's great to have you here. Gosh, you look so familiar.
Perhaps you recognize me from my adult movies. I'm Ballsy, and that's my name.
No, that's not it. I think it's from your website, ballsybear.com. Anyway, I'd love to hear more about your affair with Heather O'Rourke, the child star of the movie Poltergeist.
I swear, she told me she was 18!
Calm down, Ballsy. I just heard you were one of her understudy toys during the kids' bedroom scene in the original Poltergeist movie.
Hey, Slick, give me a beer!
Ballsy, we don't have beer here, just Snapple.
Fuck you!
Sorry. So, Halloween is coming. There is that nice fall nip in the air. Makes you feel all ready to curl up in front of the fire with a warm cup of hot apple cider, a good ghost book, and a fuzzy blanket.
I got you warm and Warren Fundy right here.
Okay, so I understand you were turned down as a team member for the hit sci-fi show Ghost Hunters. I think you would have added a real edge to the show. You're really good looking, even with the pot belly.
You know what they say, baby? Bigger the belly, the sweeter the juice.
I'll take your word on that one. So, what exactly did you say to Dustin of Ghost Hunters that cost you the job?
God, you're a moron.
Oh, wow.
Hey, show me your tit. Not you, you freak.
Ballsy, Brian, put your shirt down. Now, Ballsy, please, let's just stick to the topic at hand here, the paranormal.
Molly!
What? No way! Please, I just want to get through this interview. Ew. Please, let's just get through this. Okay, Ballsy, what's your favorite part of some of the old horror flicks? Like when the girls are running from the demon and they trip and fall and... Interesting. Oh my, would you like a glass of water?
Fuck you!
Would you like to sit over here instead?
Oh yeah. A little lower.
Ballsy, please, I can't make the chair any lower. Are you feeling better now?
I got a stiffy that just won't quit.
So I see, and here I thought you brought me a roll of dimes.
Ooh, your sweet daddy.
Oh my. Ballsy, now stop with the flirting and let's finish up this interview. Hey, you don't have to get nasty.
Asshole!
Ballsy, that's enough. Is there anything you would like to share about your experiences with the paranormal?
What part of a dog don't you understand?
Okay, that concludes this interview. You're definitely one of the rudest and yet most fascinating guests we've had on the show. Thanks for your time, Ballsy.
Ballsy!
And there you have good old Ballsy Bear. That was fun. I remember Brian was like lifting his shirt up because Ballsy said, show me your tits. And I'm like, Brian, put your shirt down. Too funny. So, you've gotten a lot of mileage out of that, haven't you, Brian? I know from time to time you've used some of the Ballsy quips and quotes and things, yes.
Well, they're perfect for some of the things you say.
Yes, this is true. Now, sad to say, Brian and I have both racked our brains out trying to find the episode where was the first time I really... I know a couple weeks ago, if you were listening to this show, you heard me lose it. And I still have no idea why.
Blame me on this one.
Was just something about you.
I even turned my head.
You were like the catalyst. But, you know, for some reason, a couple weeks ago on a Parashare, I just started losing it. But the very first time I ever lost, because you got to remember, like when we first started this show, we had the headset that I wear now has a microphone attached to it, and that's all. We had no microphones. I had to put the headphones on, put the little mouthpiece in front of my mouth, and Brian and I, he would hit record, go on his computer, and I would talk the entire show. He would play the segments, the commercials,
not much
everything.
Has changed.
No, but remember, we had to do all in like a 30-minute file. It had to be done all as one file, and... So I had the script, and I would be, like, shaking like a leaf, holding on to it, like, hoping I wouldn't screw up, because if we screwed up, or if I screwed up, it meant re-recording the entire show. So as time went on, Brian collected all this equipment, so now we each have a real microphone, headphones, a mixing board, computer, sound files, you name it. The guy is really good. That's why he is the tech guru. But and it allows us now to do a segment, and then... stop it, save that, go on to the next thing. And then he actually puts the entire show together. So what you're hearing with all the commercials and all that stuff, we're not hearing that when we're doing the show. That's all Brian editing and piecing the whole thing together. Nice job, Brian. So, but way back when, I was still in that very professional groove of like, you know, I got to read the stuff and maintain the decorum and professionality, and we have to get through this. But there was one night where I had this, we didn't have a Parashare, actually. We had a story that I grabbed off the internet. Now, at the time, I grabbed it off the internet from somebody's ghost story sharing website. I read it. I thought, oh, this is really cool. The ghost of this cat. And that's what happened was this girl had her cat. The cat died while she was at school. And her grandfather disposed of the cat, thinking this way when she came home from school, she wouldn't have to find her cat dead. And after a few days, she was in the habit of sometimes the cat would be up. They had like a tiled ceiling, you know, like one of those inlaid, what do you call these things that are like in your office?
Drop ceiling?
Drop ceiling. And there was one tile piece missing, and she said a lot of times her cat used to hop up in and walk around on the tiles and stick her paw down and play, and she would feed her treats and stuff. And it was a few days after the cat was dead that this girl was sitting on her bed doing her homework, and out of the corner of her eye, she saw the paw coming down from the hole in the ceiling. She figured, oh, my kitty's up there. She even got treats, went to feed it. And as she was feeding this, what she thought was her cat, it occurred to her, wait a minute, because she snapped out of homework mode and realized, oh, my God, my cat died a couple days ago. But it really was, and yet her mother saw the paw coming through, too. So they really saw the ghost cat's paw. But as I'm reading this, it gets to the part, because the grandfather didn't just, like, dispose, like how I just worded it before, of the cat. Her exact words were, Grandpa threw it over a hill out back. Well, basically, they had, like, this hill, and there was, like, a little mini landfill beyond the hill where they throw all their refuse and yard stuff and everything, and he just kind of, like, drop-kicked the cat. Well, when I'm reading that, as professional as all get out, the image in my head of a drop-kick, you know, flying, and I'm holding on to the script for dear life, and that was it. I just lost it, and we stopped recording. Thankfully, it was at the time where Brian had accrued all this equipment and we could actually edit it. And he's like, we tried again. I got to that part. I lost it again. We had to stop. Then I was going to have somebody, like, pull somebody from in the office, or I think, I don't know, somebody was with us. I was, or Peter, maybe. I was like, here, you read it. He couldn't do it because he started laughing so hard. So on our fourth take, I think it was, right? It took four attempts.
I think so, yeah.
I got through it and I read it. And we were desperately trying to find that file to play it again so you could hear, like, even though I got through it on the fourth take, you could still hear, like, the squeaks in my voice of where I was really starting to lose it again, but I was, like, holding on for dear life to get through it. But we couldn't find it. However, Brian did find one where I did lose it, and we just let it go. You know, like, he just kept recording, and he actually put it in the show about... You'll have to hear it. It has to do with a bathroom. Men in the bathroom, so let it go, Bri. At the advice of a friend, I've only recently started documenting them. She's got two documented, she says. And most of the experiences have been witnessed by only me. The first definite experience I had was last summer. I was lying in bed, wide awake, trying to fall asleep. There is a bathroom with an open door about 3 or 4 feet away from my side of the bed. While it's very easy to toss this off as a dream, I was wide awake when I heard a male sigh come from the direction of the open bathroom door. Sorry.
I was waiting for that one.
Sorry. But... Wow. Bathroom door. Oh, that's good.
She is still laughing. She cannot speak, which is a very hard feat for her not to do.
Oh, Sarah.
She's still dying. This is amazing. Oh, Sarah, I'm completely impressed. Anything that can shut her up for more than a minute is a miracle.
Oh, man. Yeah. Nice work, Sarah. You totally made me lose it at that point. But anyway, I mean, I know for the most part, you know, we keep our shows centered on the paranormal and ghosts and all kinds of fun things and NJGHS stuff. But you know what? Brian and I are people. And, well, at one point, both of us had jobs. And, you know, you got to remember, like, after work and putting in a full day and commuting, we're still doing this show. And, you know, I have to say we deserve a chance to, like, if we actually get human on here, and we do, and I think...
Once in a while.
You know, I think we've exchanged beyond our banter and rhetoric and what have you back and forth, and actually, that was the one thing at Ghost World that was commented on. Remember when we were at the NJGHS table, and the women were in front of the table?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember the actual comment, but I remember...
Yeah, she said the one, I think it was... Debbie, maybe, who looked at us and said, oh my God, you two are really like that? I thought you just did that for the show.
Yeah, we write the scripts just like that.
Yeah, we script all this, all the attacks on my age and everything. Yeah, I sit up all night, Debbie, writing that out for Brian to get on my case. No, but seriously, it's been, wow, so we've clocked in, we've been doing this show Wow, September 2005 we started?
Yep.
So we've already passed the 2-year mark. We're on our 96th episode.
Yep.
So I don't see any networks picking us
January
up.
January 25th will be the 100th show.
Woo! That's the upload of the 100th episode?
That is it.
Wow. Nice. All right, people. Well, you know what? We need to have people send in stuff, or at least, you know what? Call the e-voice number, because we can do that. Hometown Tales does that. We don't have an 800 number, but you could call our e-voice number and wish us a happy 100th episode before January 25th, obviously, because we'll be recording it like a week or two ahead of time. And because I can capture those, and we can play them, you know, play your messages on the show. So the e-voice number is 908-325-0140.
And after that, you can go to podcastalley.com and vote for us and put something in there.
Yeah. Very good. In fact, we're coming up on another month here, you know, which I got to say, it was very exciting the beginning of December to see us at number 5 on Podcast Alley. We were in the top 10 at number 5.
I took a screenshot.
Oh, I did too. It's hanging on the refrigerator. And this time there was no KY Jelly ad in it. So I was very happy. You know, I still have the screenshot from when we were at number 10, but this time we hit 5. So people, New Year, new votes. Vote again. The minute you like drag your hungover butt out of bed on New Year's Day, get to the computer and vote for the deadline on podcastalley.com. Right?
Yep.
Okay. Quickie break.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
Hi, I'm Kelly Weaver of the Spirit Society of Pennsylvania, and you're listening to the Deadline podcast of New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Haunted Trivia. Now, last week you were asked, what is the name of the ghost of Lord Soulis? The answer, Red Cap Sly. Ooh. Now, this week's Haunted Trivia has a skill. Where's Jeopardy?
It's coming.
Jeez Louise, man. Already hitting that eggnog. I haven't even gotten the freaking show done. This week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of quasi-challenging. Al Capone spent some time at Eastern State Penitentiary in Philadelphia, PA. If you've taken the tour there, you've seen his nicely outfitted cell. However, while at Alcatraz, another haunted prison, he began to slip into insanity. Capone kept a musical instrument by his side during this time. What was it? Okay? Shut up. Are you doing the whole... Like, I don't want to say the name of the movie, but are you thinking of that movie?
Huh?
No. Never mind.
No, okay. Actually, no.
You were off on a totally different tangent?
Oh, completely.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that after the break.
There's another instrument that usually can be to the side.
Not a white guy.
And how would you know?
I hear tell. Oh. I hear tell.
Uh-huh.
Anyway. Be the first person to email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, and you'll win a t-shirt! Not just a t-shirt, an NJGHS t-shirt. Woo-hoo! So, be the first person to tell us what musical instrument he kept by his side. Al Capone at Alcatraz. Okay? And you'll win a t-shirt. Alrighty.
And it's not a wind instrument.
Wind or skinned. It's just an instrument. You're going to be laughing about this all night now, aren't you? All right, 5 more minutes, yeah. All right, anyway, stay tuned to the website, njghs.net. Sign up for the Yahoo groups so you get the latest and greatest info, and you can find out what's going on. As you know, when you're on the Yahoo groups, too, if we, like, make any events or book any tours or workshops and stuff, those people hear about it first, you know, unless you're someone who's just going to religiously visit the site every freaking day, you know. You don't have to. Go there.
Shut up. Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. I mean, it's great. We rack up hits. That's wonderful. If you want to go every day, please do. But you can also join the Yahoo groups and get the info blasted right to your email inbox. Woo! Anything else to add?
No.
Are you going to get hammered? You're not getting hammered for New Year's Eve?
Nope.
You're just going to stay in and go to bed?
Yeah.
It's like the night of all nights to get light. Right?
Like they didn't hear you.
Well, why don't you go out and get laid?
Because now I'm waiting for February 2nd.
So, besides the groundhog coming up, something else will?
Maybe.
And why are you going to do this? You could get, I mean, come on, New Year's
Just
Eve, Brian.
To torture you.
Why? What did I do to deserve this torture?
I don't see no cookies or brownies here.
Well, I meant to bring them, but I will bring you some. I mean, if you want baked goods, I mean, you're talking to the unemployed queen here. I mean, I've been Dorothy domesticating out of my brain.
I mean, your son Brian was supposed to steal some for me.
He was?
Yes. Hmm. So he sent me an email asking some questions. He's like, oh, I'll get you some brownies.
Oh, right. He did mention to me that, Mom, if Brian helps me, I need you to bake him stuff. So, yeah, all right. Fine, I'll do some more. I mean, I'm playing Dorothy Domestic. I have nothing else to do. It's, you know, besides write a book.
Oh, well, she should be on Chapter 8 by now.
Yeah? Let's see you write a book.
Well, I haven't been asked.
You don't need to be asked. You can just start writing one and then send it off with a cover letter to various publishing agencies and companies and see if you get published.
No.
Okay. Anyway, thank you, Brian Sant, for your effervescent personality and contributions to the show, The Deadline, and being the producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king.
Our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish, Dina Chirico and Laura Lindemann. And of course, thanks to all of you for listening. Have a very happy and safe new year. And keep downloading the shows weekly in the new year to come. Don't forget to vote for the show at Podcast Alley in the new year. Because at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline. Happy New Year.